still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72 people. The report says decades of failures by government regulators and those in the construction industry turned the high-rise into a death trap. Among the things cited, covering the building in a highly combustible material and safety inspections that were ignored. There was a memorial last night in Washington, D.C. for the 6 murdered Israeli hostages. Carmel Gott's cousin asking why Israel moved in on Rafah in southern Gaza.
The entire world warned Israel to stay out of Rafah. All eyes on Rafah, they said. But could no one see the hostages in Rafah? Could no one see our Carmeli?
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff also spoke. The Department of Justice unsealing terrorism charges against 6 top Hamas leaders, including Yahya Sinwar, head of Hamas's political wing. This is ABC News. A new star in Hollywood. ABC's Jason Nathanson is there.
Tim Burton!
A celebration of weirdness in Hollywood as iconic filmmaker Tim Burton got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His Beetlejuice star Winona Ryder on hand for the honor, praising the way Burton's films often shine a spotlight on outcasts.
You made being a weird girl not just okay, but something to celebrate and even kind of cool.
Burton talked about taking the bus to the Walk of Fame from his nearby hometown of Burbank when he was a child.
In fact, I was young enough to think that these things were actually gravestones when I first came here. I realized that John Wayne wasn't buried under that or other.
Tim Burton's latest film, the sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, is in theaters this weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A win at the Paralympics for an Iranian athlete. The world's second tallest man, standing over 8 feet, has finally gotten a bed that fits so he doesn't have to sleep on the floor. He is part of Iran's sitting volleyball team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Police identified the man arrested in the killing of a UW Whitewater student. 23-year-old Chad Richards was arrested Saturday in connection to the shooting death of 21-year-old Kara Welsh. Whitewater police responded to an apartment Friday night and found Welsh dead of multiple gunshot wounds. Platteville police are trying to identify a body found Monday night. 2 people called into the police saying they found what appeared to be a body in the woods. State crime lab has collected the remains. They'll try to determine how the person died and who they are. Anyone with information is asked to call Platteville police. And 60 years ago today, the Beatles played to a jam-packed Milwaukee arena. The MC for the Beatles' one and only Wisconsin show, legendary Milwaukee disc jockey Bob Berry, said there was so much screaming by fans it was impossible to hear the band sing. Harry says he's never experienced anything like that before or since. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
1 in 4 people age 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, little breezy with a high of 81. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low down to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 76. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now, they can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson and lose, and somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and hurt, and somebody gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a foolhardy man. Yeah, you're the kind of man,
you're the kind
a
of
woman
man
thinks she can change, but the only thing changing is my way. Somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them just like you love me and left me. It's like
tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light. Resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. Just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Guitar and my dark sunglasses. This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the everything gets hotter when the sun goes when down. The sun when goes the sun down. Goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We'll be feeling alright when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we die.
came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Hank Jr. and A Country Boy Can Survive here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures low to mid-50s across the region, expecting afternoon highs in the 80s. We have our ag weather forecast on the way. Also, Rod Bain is in our newsmaker segment. New meat labeling rules are out. Rod will have more on that. Well, 10 startup companies offering agricultural innovations are vying for the top prize of $100,000 in the 2025 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. The Farm Bureau, in partnership with Farm Credit, is continuing to elevate the importance of entrepreneurship in agriculture. New ideas and innovative businesses have continually pushed the boundaries of what's possible in farming, said Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. Now, the competition is providing an opportunity for individuals to showcase ideas and business innovations in agriculture. It's the 11th year of the challenge, which was the first national business competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs launching agriculture and food-related businesses. Farm Bureau will also offer up to $145,000 in startup funds throughout the competition. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Ryan, you're here to discuss calf-friendly feeding.
During the pre-weaned
milk phase, we need to be preparing the rumen and growing it and developing it, make it ready to transition onto dry feed, grain, and hay, and later down the road, silages. One of the ways that we can do that is the introduction of grain. Now, 30, 40 years ago, there was this idea called scratch factor that if a calf ate some hay, that the physical fiber particles would rub or scratch on the inside of the rumen, and that would trigger a cascade of events to then have the rumen papillae grow in from a milk calf into a ruminant. And we now know through some pretty cool research that's maybe 12 years old now that that is not true. The idea of quote-unquote scratch factor has been debunked, and we know what actually triggers ruminal development is the presence of propionic butyric acid. The primary driver of that is grain.
Thank you, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, Real Country.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation, 'cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true, but sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Mm-hmm.
nothing at all, but I will take another toll. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Sarah Evans, and I keep looking here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 50 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk down a cent at 23.24, November steady at 22.78, December down 6 to 21.88, January steady at 20.73. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 226, 40-pound blocks up a half to 221.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 3/4 to 3.15 1/4. 13 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 1/4 to 1.34 1/4. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 57 even. 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets are showing buying interest, and the higher box beef prices provided hope for at least steady cash. Look for some further strength today in cattle and in hogs as well, as the buying interest remains strong due to the possibility of increasing demand. October live cattle up 67 cents to 179.27. December up $1.30 yesterday to 178.85. February up $1.12 to 179.57. September feeder cattle open the day today at 241.37. October 239.32. November 236.62. October hogs open at 82.52, December 73.80, February 76.32. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat, soybeans lower. Now wheat moving mostly higher. Now we do have some growers selling into the markets, and that is helping to pressure some of the markets, at least here early on this morning in the markets, especially the soybean markets as well. And there's also a lot of profit taking. Wheat markets so moving mostly higher due to, again, some of the strength and some of the overseas concerns regarding wheat. September corn down 2.5 to 384 this morning. December and March both up 1/4. December 409.5, March at 427.5. New crop 25 up 1/4 to 445.25. September beans down 9.5 to 987.5. November down 4 3/4 to 1007.25. January down 5 to 1024.5. New crop 25 down 5.5 to 1051.5. September soybean meal down 3.20 this morning to 316.50. September soybean oil down 27 cents to 41.80. Chicago wheat September up 3 to 555. December up 3 3/4 to 570.5. Minneapolis wheat September up 1.5 to 580. December up 3.5 to 610 3/4. Energy markets this morning. October crude oil up 61 cents to 70.95, November up 53 cents to 70.12. Meanwhile, October and November gas both up a cent, October at 198, November 196. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 354, new crop also at 354. Cash beans 932, new crop 932. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 373 1/4, October and new crop 364 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 361, October 366. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 354, new crop 354, cash beans 957, new crop 937. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 359, cash beans 950, new crop at 932. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 363, new crop 363, cash beans 957, new crop 952. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 349, new crop 357, cash beans 962, new crop
944. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 174 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 177, market cows 112 to 135, bulls 136 to 164, calves 205 to 840, beef steers 180 to 450, Holstein steers 110 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 175 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 60 to 195, fed lambs 158 to 167.50, ewes 85 to 100. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you do. Third grade romance, Lorraine Rendezvous. And he said,
but only a time or two.
land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight trains, shortchanged by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day, but only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop loving me. I need you, gotta have you in my life by my side. Every day I'm alive, every night that I'm breathing, I need it. You.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Thank you.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA recently announced updates to guidelines for both animal raising and environmental-related claims found on meat and poultry labels. Rod Bain has more.
Maybe you've seen these voluntary labels on meat and poultry products to indicate how animals were raised. Raised without antibiotics, grass-fed, free-range. Even environmental-oriented labels with claims such as raised using regenerative agricultural practices and climate-friendly. Oversight of such claims is conducted by USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service.
USDA's authority comes from two basic parts of the meat and poultry laws. Number one, we're responsible for ensuring that the products we regulate are safe. Secondly, we are responsible for ensuring that labels are truthful and not misleading.
Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety Sandra Eskin says in both regards, guidelines are used as recommendations for and documentation of animal raising and environmental related claims on meat and poultry product labeling.
It provides some guidance to companies. It is not in and itself enforceable. Companies should rely on it. And then when our labeling review team looks at labels and labels claims, they will refer to it.
The guidelines themselves are reviewed periodically for updates, with 2019 being the last time for such updates, until now.
In the last couple of years, we've heard from many stakeholders who are concerned that these claims aren't adequately supported.
In response, the labeling guidelines were updated to strongly encourage the use of third-party verification to substantiate animal raising and environmental-related claims for meat and poultry products.
In this context, they're particularly valuable because USDA's authority does not reach back to the farm. We cannot determine whether a product is in fact grass-fed or free-range, and therefore we have to leverage these certifiers who have standards and who have systems to ensure the standards are correct.
Additionally, more robust documentation behind animal raising and environmental related claims are strongly suggested. The Deputy Undersecretary says the labeling guidelines, as guidelines, became effective when released August 28th specifically. Public comment on the updated guidelines are being accepted now through October 26th through the Federal Register. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
We'll have another pleasant but breezy day today in our ag weather forecast as wind speeds of around 15 miles an hour gusting to 25 are expected to develop. Another chance of rain will be tonight into Thursday as another cold front moves through. After the front, cool and dry weather is expected through the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 78 to 83. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy. 50% chance of a shower or storm. Lows 57 to 62. Relative humidities at 92 to 97%. South winds at 5 to 10. Anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 71 to 76. Relative humidities at 63 to 68%. North winds at 5 to 9, gusting up to 20. Anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 65 to 70. Saturday, sunshine, high 65 to 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Monday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Don't burn those piles of tree branches. Use them to build a raised bed garden called Hugelkultur. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Throw some dirt on top of the wood for a plant paradise as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
There is a huge pile of tree branches and sticks in my backyard. I'll bet I could make a really nice Hugelkultur bed. Paul Wheaton is a permaculture expert. He says Hugelkultur, which is German for hill culture, is nothing more than making raised beds filled with rotten wood. This technique provides more space for nutrients and water in the soil. And if you build it big enough, he says you can eliminate the need to irrigate.
A lot of times when you grow, say, raspberries, if you end up having to water it a lot to keep the raspberries alive, then the raspberry flavor is diminished. It's kind of watery flavored, whereas the raspberry plant finds water in the rotted wood from last winter, which is rich in nutrients, which then in turn makes it so that the raspberry flavor is very rich.
You can use just about any kind of wood except black locust, cedar, and black walnut, which is toxic to most plants. Wheaton says building methods can vary, but creating a Hugelkultur bed is simply piling soil over the wood.
Since a lot of people don't have a lot of extra soil around, they might dig down a little bit to get the soil, put the wood down, and then put the soil back on top of that. The first time I ever built Hugelkultur beds, I was on 80 acres, and I had a tractor with a bucket on the front. And so then I kind of was shaping the land at the same time as taking the topsoil I scraped off in one spot and would dump it onto the Hugelkultur.
Wheaton says as soon as you're done building the Hugelkultur, you can plant fruits and vegetables. And as time goes by, the wood decomposes and shrinks, and the soil becomes rich in organic material. Learn more about building a Hugelkultur bed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Clyde plays electric bass, plays it with finesse and grace. Set on a porch, ain't got no shoes, picking the bass and singing the blues. Loves company. This old dog sings harmony. Tambourine tied to his tail. You can hear him moan, you can hear him wail. Clyde, we got things to do. That old dog can sing blues. He don't move, he don't flinch. Clyde, he don't move. No shoes, kicking the bass and singing the blues. Clyde played electric bass, played it with finesse and grace.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Well, the Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. There's a big toll gate down there, and you know if you got certain things on board when you go through the toll gate, well, you don't have to pay the man no toll. Well, a train driver, he pulled up to the toll gate, and the man hollered and asked him what all he had on board, and he said, I got